This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you see NSYNC was back in the studio? And we got a dose of it this weekend because they posted themselves in the studio together. I about passed out.
What were they doing?
They were recording music. I said, hold on. I just told the world you were never getting back together, and now you want to be in the studio?
Y'all, you gonna make a liar out of me, NSYNC?
Rude. Rude. No, they're doing a song for the new Trolls movie.
What?
So people are saying, oh, is that it?
Of course.
Or is that a lead up? I almost think they're doing it to see what the reaction is.
Teasing it, maybe gauging.
Should we go on tour? Should we not? Because Backstreet Boys and New Kids have been touring now for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so cool that you can go see them. But at the same time, it waters down their value, in my opinion, because they're so accessible.
You see them more often than not.
Yeah, it's like Adele. Could I see her? Whew, not really. But now that she added 50 more dates, it's possible.
The accessibility
becomes more, which kind of, I feel like, makes them more on our level and less of an icon.
Okay.
So the more, I'm saying the more the Backstreet Boys tour.
The less you really care for them as a group anymore.
NSYNC
ain't done nothing for a while.
That's why I'm saying.
It was crazy to see them together, so maybe they are testing the waters.
They're trying not to muddy it down, I think, but slowly come out. And then do like one big tour and just disappear again. That would be my advice.
Hey, if their backyard, you know, is going to be big news, big news.
Well, they can be 70 like the Beach Boys touring around.
They can.
Why not?
Why not?
Never say never. You had me at shopping. 103.7 Kiss FM. I just asked DZ what he did this weekend, and wait till he tells you. Hold on, everybody. I got real excited when you told me what you did this weekend.
Your face lit up too. You said, ooh.
I said, oh, you did what?
Oh.
Tell me more. Go on. We have Olivia Rodrigo tickets again this week. This time, they're going to be at 7:45.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that because that's a hot ticket. She'll be at Fiserv on March 16th of next year.
Man, which we say next year, and every time I'm like, next year? Oh, no.
Next year?
That's going to be mañana, tomorrow, well, like now.
We're celebrating, we're starting into Halloween and harvest stuff because if you go to our website, you can win a bunch of stuff for Harvest Fair at State Fair Park in a couple of weeks. There's tickets to go on rides because going to Harvest Fair is free. That's my favorite.
What?
I will die on this hill. Favorite event. Free Harvest Fair at State Fair.
I had no idea it was free.
That's why I love it.
Wow.
It's so fun. And so we have prize packs to win. Tickets for rides, scarecrow making, pumpkin bowling, cream puffs. You can win all that on our website, 1037kissfm.com.
Okay. That's cool.
This weekend, I got excited about what you did. I'll start first, though, since I said yours was way more exciting.
Mine
was cool.
What'd you do?
I was the MC for the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance Walk.
Oh, that's right.
On Saturday morning. So that was where I was. Saturday morning, me and my boys were at Greenfield Park in West Allis, right by Cool Waters. And it was great. It's always a great event. People get it confused with cervical cancer, which is really annoying because they are not ovarian cancer and cervical cancer are not
two different things.
Cervical cancer you can detect with your pap smear.
Yeah.
That's not the case with ovarian. A lot of times it gets misdiagnosed or someone doesn't even realize people have to push a lot of times. We're still pushing awareness. You got stuff going on in your body and your doctor's like, you're fine.
No, it's good. It's just a cyst.
I heard a lot of stories of women having to push for more testing to even find out they have ovarian cancer because your sister had it. Your sister-in-law, right?
My sister-in-law.
Yeah.
The only reason she found out she had it was because she got pregnant with our niece, man. So it's crazy how undetectable it might go for a lot of people.
Yeah, cervical cancer and ovarian, not the same. And ovarian is something we're learning more and more about. So your sister had it back in the day.
Back in the day. Ooh. You know, our niece is a tween now. Mm-hmm. So, but that's why you got the teal on. I see you repping from the weekend.
That's the color for ovarian cancer is teal.
Yep.
Now tell everyone what you did because now I'm very excited about this.
So you were just talking about State Fair, right? With everything going down at Harvest Fest, we found out it was free.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of State Fair, we slid by there. They had their Just Between Friends event, the JBF, you called it?
Yeah.
The JBF.
JBF could stand for different things.
But it's Just Between Friends. They had baby things, infant stuff, you know, odds and ends, whatnot. It's things that, secondhand things that people have given and donated that now can go back to the community for people looking for stuff.
It is a huge event. Am I misunderstanding that people people that donate get their money back? Is that a thing?
I have no idea how that works. My wife got a ticket because she's a teacher, and she was like, we've never been.
It's so cool,
You want to go check
it
out?
It's a giant thrift store, basically,
it's huge.
Of people that have donated their stuff. I felt like there was a time where you were allowed to bring your stuff, and then they would pay you for whatever sold. That might not be the case. I might have it all mixed up with something else, but it was kind of that idea.
Got you.
Bring us your stuff, we'll sell it. Like a community garage sale.
It's essentially
a community garage
we'll
sale.
We'll sell it for you. Like a consignment kind of thing.
And if you have a baby on the way like you, money to find things like strollers.
It was clutch. Yeah. Because that's exactly what we got, bro. Now that we've got two babies, well, one's still on the way, but little man, young samurai, baby Sammy, and then the next one that's on the way, a boy, we're going to be getting rowdy and you know, walking through the party saying howdy with a double stroller.
That just rhymed. Getting rowdy, walking through the party saying howdy. I want to hear what everybody else did this weekend, because DZ and his wife got the double stroller, which you're going to need that.
You want to hear the best part?
Yeah.
Guess how much we got it for? Because I'll tell you the original price. It's a $400 stroller.
Oh, yeah, because it's a double.
It's a double stroller, $400.
Did you get it for $150?
Nope.
$1.
Nope.
$70.
$75.
I don't even care anymore.
$80. We got it for $80.
A $400 stroller?
Yes, sir.
People are crying right now. They missed it this weekend. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to your community garage sale now because JBF's over. But just between friends at Safer Park is money. Yeah.
Love me and hate me. We got the bargain, baby.
And the women who started that, I hope they're listening and I hope they're loving hearing this right now.
It was amazing. It was clutch. Yeah. Creme de la creme. We got nothing bunk cake, too, because they was posted up there. There's so much happened.
Yeah.
I got a chiropractor appointment from there.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how that's a whole other story for another time.
All right. We're going to get there. 414-533-1037. Just between friends this weekend changed DZ's life.
Really, though.
I was hosting the Ovarian Cancer Alliance Walk. What were you guys doing? We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Well, congratulations, by the way, to Giannis, who announced the birth of their third baby. They had a baby girl.
Aww.
That was the big news this weekend. They named her Eva Brooke Anadokounmpo.
That's a mouthful.
So now they have three kids, two boys and a girl. Congrats to Giannis and Mariah.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that.
Big ups to the family.
We're talking about something cool you did this weekend. DZ got a stroller at the Just Between Friends sale at State Fair Park. You got it for even cheaper than you thought.
I was wrong. So I said $80, but my wife texted me and said,
It was 50.
$50. We got a $400 stroller for $50.
You didn't even know what you were talking about.
Man, we spent $80 altogether with everything else that we bought.
Fair enough. Let's go to Mike in Hartford this morning on 5. Pull him up. He said, Allie, it's been a while since I've called. I've got a new job. I can't call as much. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. It's actually not a new job. I'm just learning a different aspect of my job.
Oh, like
new
getting position-ish.
Trained on something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, leveling up, so, we see, Mike. Okay. Yeah,
what'd you do this weekend? Do you still have weekends off?
I mowed the lawn this weekend, and then after that, Kathleen went to a craft fair with her best friend, and she bought some Christmas vacation Christmas decorations.
Okay, hang up on him. We're not talking about Christmas. Yep. Bye.
Sorry.
Do you know what, Mike? I can't.
I did it.
Yeah.
I hung up on him.
He really hung up on him.
You dared me to. Mike, that was her.
Well, I didn't even dare you. I just said hang up on him. So I guess he had it coming.
Oh, Mike, my stomach.
I love you, but hell no. I'm not talking about Christmas.
My stomach. I love Mike so much.
I can't even talk about Halloween yet. You want me to talk about Christmas? Get out of here.
The thing is, I couldn't have agreed more. That's why I was like, bet.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll go to our next regular. And she better not bring up Christmas, okay? Saucy Sandra is going to be next this morning. If you bring up Christmas, Saucy Sandra, we're clear.
Saucy, I'm ready to hang up.
I'm ready.
I'm going to need you to acknowledge Thanksgiving and Halloween first.
Concurrence, though, it is way too early to be talking about any of that stuff. It is still summer, okay?
Until the 23rd, that's right. What'd you do this weekend?
Tell us
something cool.
Well, I did a couple things. Number one, I went to my kids' football game. Shout out to Milwaukee Pirates.
One thing you did. Is this it? Allie's got a short fuse.
She did
this
a lot of things. Saucy had a long weekend.
I also went to, with Amanda, we went to the Dementia Alzheimer's Walk.
Good for you.
And that was a good time.
Where was that at?
man.
That was at the lakefront.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice.
Henry Meyer nice. Festival Park.
And so you guys walked for Alzheimer's and dementia. That's fantastic.
Yes, we did. That's yes, it was a fantastic time. It was a little bit rainy at first, but then it turned out well.
Good. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you had to do that. And shout out to Pewaukee Football. We love you, Sandra. Gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Tony is in Racine this morning. Another one of our regulars. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
Don't get hung up on.
Yeah, you guys are on a roll. I'm keeping it cool.
Keep it short and sweet, dog. What'd you do this weekend?
I'm always the one that gets hung up on, so I'm happy it's not me.
He's not wrong.
Well, it's kind of becoming a fun thing. Like, can I get them to hang up on me?
Should I?
Tony.
Should I even let them say anything?
Yes, let them say something. Fine. Because they did wedding stuff. Tell everybody what you did this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my girl went and got her dress yesterday. So
ooh, from where?
I'm excited about that. She went to a place called White Dress Off the Rack.
She said yes to the dress.
Corny.
She did, though. It was a TV show for years.
I'm excited as DZ because we also got a good deal, too.
Ooh.
So I guess the dress was around $1,500, and it was then this place is like a discounted dress place. She paid $900 for it.
Great job. Yes. Hundy off.
Yeah, bargain buys, baby.
Nice. Good
that
job.
Was a big come up. So one less thing we have to worry about, and then we're good.
Did you see the dress?
No.
Good. You were talking about it like you were there. That's why I had to clarify.
True.
Like, are you that couple who?
She's so excited about it. I feel like I was there, even though I don't know what it looks like.
Aw, this man all sentimental.
Well, she can't wait to show him. That's why. Right. Now she's got to wait.
I thought it was okay if you saw the dress, as long as it wasn't on.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
You can't see him in the dress. At all.
No, not at all.
All right.
The first look is very important when it comes to, you know, the wedding day and the pictures and the emotions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Say it's less. True. Say it's less, true. Tony.
All right, Tony, thanks for calling.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Christina, our girl's in Milwaukee, and I do want to bring her up because she went to something happening this weekend that we knew was going on, but I knew nothing about it, honestly. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
So somebody, I don't know who, brought in basically all of our artists.
Oh, yeah.
And had them playing at Franklin Field. Like, Nelly was there. Christina, did you went to tacos and tequila this weekend?
Yes.
I know
I got
nothing about
a little
this.
Late, so I didn't get to see Twista, but I saw everyone else. It was crazy packed. Like, we got the VIP tickets, and it was still, like, our wait lines for any drinks or any food.
Yeah, I heard some mixed reviews on the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And some were not good, and some were.
Where's the tequila?
I still don't know who.
7:30, they were selling out of everything. Like, I got two margaritas, and then after that, they were sold out of margaritas.
Wow. Brett, just goes to show how crazy packed and excited people were for that event.
And now, how unprepared the venue was.
Now
I
you
said
know
what I said. Okay,
now
so
you
wait.
Know triple the inventory.
Yeah. But that was a big boy concert.
Was
so
it still fun though?
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh, nice.
But I just wanted to say too, the Just Between Friends, it's people selling their stuff.
It is.
So it's not
and
donating.
People get their money back. That's right. Thank you.
Thank you for
and
clarifying.
Also, there's also a children's resale store in Brookfield.
They're everywhere. There's one in, like, there's a couple in Brookfield.
I know there's one on the east side too. Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Christina.
Every so often, the one in Brookfield will do like a bag sale.
Yeah,
where you fill a bag with all their clearance.
Well, they
like
can buy advertising, Christina. That's why I'm cutting you off.
Christina,
like,
you work for them?
I'm like, you know, it's not that I don't appreciate
you though, DZ, because they always have like baby stuff super cheap.
Appreciate you. Appreciate
you,
Christina. That's what's up.
Bye. We have Olivia Rodrigo tickets. She's coming to Fiserv March 16th. Your chance to win those, 7:45 this morning. So exciting. All right. 7:45, your chance to win. I'm excited.
I know. I'm just thinking about like all the kids, all the youngins, you know, the high school, colleges, you know, the cats that are like, oh my God. I'm not making fun of y'all. I'm laughing with y'all. I'm yelling with y'all.
Right,
I'm yelling with y'all.
7:45, your chance to win. Let's do What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what's the problem today?
All right. So James's sister wrote in.
Mm-hmm.
Because James might be getting scammed.
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough, right?
She thinks her brother's getting scammed. Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
So, my brother James and his girlfriend are the same age, mid-20s, both graduated school together where they met, but they've only been dating a few months. He says things have been great. She's met a lot of our friends and family. She says our.
This is her brother.
And he's met some of hers too. My question comes in because I was recently talking to him about their relationship and how he's the one who's paid for everything. Literally all of it. Presents, trips, dinners, concerts, you name it, think of it, I guarantee you he's paid for it. Mm. When he told me this, I immediately told him he was getting scammed by a gold digger.
I mean, does she work?
I don't know. My brother has a good job. So the brother works. Brother has a good job and makes great money for his age. He's a sweet guy and denies that she's just there for his money, but I'm not convinced. I told him I was going to ask y'all, do you think my brother James is getting scammed?
Well, I don't know. Has he ever told her to pay for something? That's the first question I'd have. You ever asked her to pay? You ever stop paying for things? Some of this could be brought on by himself.
Has she ever offered, or has he always been the one to say, let me pick this up?
Because it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. It goes where she's taking advantage, but people do what, you know, you let them as well.
Is it taking advantage? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't genuinely think it is, man.
Even if we were friends, and you and I went and had lunch every day for 3 weeks, and you never paid. You don't think after a while that'd be a little tiresome? That'd be like, come on. We went out to lunch 15 times and you didn't
all
even
15
offer.
Times?
Like, that's when it looks a little shady.
Because
a human, like, just as a human,
right.
We all have jobs, hopefully. They don't have kids. I don't know. If she's not doing anything, well, that's another red flag.
I'm assuming she's got a job if they graduated from school. You feel me?
I would think so. But I don't care if it's a relationship or a friend. Or an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
If we go out to eat all the time and I'm always paying, I would think you were a gold digger. Wouldn't you? I can't imagine not offering ever.
Not offering ever is a little bit of a weird commodity. But at the same time, G, I don't know the relationship. Nobody does. I'm sorry, but the sister done it. James and his girl know what they're doing.
So
James
is
making good money.
Mm-hmm.
I think James' sister needs to stay out of it.
You say it's his problem.
It's his prerogative.
To pay for everything?
If he wants to pay, if he's got a good job, good money, he's mid-20s. That girlfriend is the only thing he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is his main... Whatever, right? That's his thing. Work, girlfriend.
I wonder if he'd be as attractive if he wasn't paying for everything. It's just like different things make people more attractive. Jobs make people more attractive. The type of job you have, how much money you make or don't make, how successful you are can totally make you more attractive or not. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. So take that same guy and put him without kind of showering her.
Make him a scrub.
Yeah, pretty
much. Make him more scrub.
He can have the same job.
Uh-huh.
He just can't afford to pay for everything.
Sure.
Still in love?
Interesting. I guess it'd be a curious point, but
if
he's doing this and he enjoys
stay out of it.
Man, he already said deny. He's denying it. Let him be in denial. If he is getting scammed, he's going to figure it out soon enough. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell nobody what to do with their relationship like that.
Well, you can't tell anyone to do with their money.
That too.
More than anything.
That too. Money and relationship crossing lines like that, G.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, it's not gonna work.
Yeah,
he's only gonna build some animosity towards you. You sound like a bitter sister.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of his relationship.
Well, she's worried about her brother, I think.
She's probably old.
I don't think she's bitter. I think she's worried about
her
brother.
She's probably an older sister.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she's an older sister.
I don't think she's jealous because it's her brother. Ew.
No, I don't think jealous, but like, I don't know. You just sound like you could be bitter without being like interested in somebody.
True.
Like, you just sound like a bitter sister talking about, no, he's getting gold digged. No, maybe he's just that in love. Maybe they're that. Smitten.
Maybe
and
he's don't just tell a your sucker. Brother, maybe he's that smitten you said.
He's
I love
a sucker
this
for her.
Yeah.
You know?
414-533-1037. James's sister wrote into the show, thinks that her brother's getting scammed because he pays for everything him and his girlfriend does. What do you think? 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? On Kiss FM.
So James's sister wrote into the show and thinks that her brother's girlfriend is scamming him because he pays for everything and always has, and they're in their mid-20s.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
He's showering her.
It's 2023. That's what's wrong with it.
I mean, but it's the chivalry.
Pay for yourself.
I mean, you can, but if you got somebody that's going to allow it.
Yeah. I don't mind it. It's just been going on for weeks now, and now it's starting to get weird, in my opinion. But you say stay out of it and let him pay for everything if he wants to pay for everything.
If he got it like that and he isn't complaining, who are you to complain for? for him.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Abena in Milwaukee on 4 this morning. We'll start with her. Good morning, Abena. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're trying to get a James, technically James, some help. James's sister wrote in, so saying he's getting gold digged.
She's worried about her brother. What should she do?
Honestly, I think she should mind her business because I have a lot of brothers, and they make a decent amount of money, and usually men who make a decent amount of money do want to shower the ones that they love and who are there for them. She doesn't know what that woman does for him, how she cares for him, how she's around him, how she loves him. So all she sees is her brother giving out and showering his girlfriend. And another thing, she could have that syndrome where it's like, I've always had my brother, so now I feel like I'm losing him to her. So now I have to make a big deal about something that's not even my business. So I think she really should just mind her business and be happy for her brother. Now, if she notices like anything other than the gold digging, quote unquote, then yeah, I would have a problem.
But how about just being independent and taking care of yourself? That's where I get triggered by the whole thing. I'm like, how about just being a grown up? Paying for yourself once in a while. How about that?
Stop being a sugar baby.
Seriously. And so I assume Abena wants a sugar daddy when I hear her that. That's what I
Who
hear.
Who wouldn't?
Me.
You don't want a sugar daddy?
I don't.
Dog, I want a sugar daddy. What you talking about?
Well, of course you do, because as a society, you're expected to be the provider. Try being a woman. I mean, it's like, I don't.
I'm ribbing, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though.
It makes me feel good to take care of myself is my point, to pay for things. I'm not saying two incomes isn't the bomb.
Right.
Don't get
me
wrong. Well, I was married once. I understand why two incomes makes life a lot easier.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it makes me feel good if somebody does everything for me.
Touche.
I don't know. She says stay out of it. And she might be right about the sister feeling like she's losing her brother.
Losing her brother because he's getting so invested. No, yeah. I ain't even think about that. There might be a little sibling jealousy. Abena, yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Bye. All right. Amber's in Milwaukee this morning on 6. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Hey, how we doing?
I actually have to go with Allie on this part.
What?
Like, yes, because like any woman worth her weight in gold and willing to invest in a relationship is willing to at least pony up on a meal or something.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that when you first enter a relationship, you've got those rose-colored glasses on. So if you don't have your family members and your friends going, that don't seem right, then, of course, you're going to get used.
Mm. You're saying and listen to the people around you and their advice.
Yeah, I mean, those people have been there, and they'll continue to be there.
Huh.
And if you don't listen to those people especially if they're your sibling.
Listen to what somebody texted in. They said, being a kept girlfriend is a thing now. I don't get it. Also, being a stay-at-home girlfriend. These young ladies are setting themselves up for disaster and acting like they're princesses.
Hey, yo.
This is like the women.
Is it
who,
a TikTok trend?
It might be. I don't know, man.
So I'm just saying, Link, you gotta look at the reality of things, and sometimes you have to have your friends and family point that out.
Yeah. I hear you.
Here's a fair text too. Oh. Somebody said if a guy got with a woman who paid for everything, the response would be he's a bum, he's a loser. But when a woman is gold digging, which is what she's doing, she must be deserving. I didn't say that.
I don't know about
that. That was
all
them,
that.
Not me. That was DZ and
Ali said that.
I
was...
got nothing to do with that part, y'all.
y'all are taking this out of context.
The last time I called in, DZ made a comment about my accent. That's because I'm not originally from Milwaukee.
Oh, yes, because you got that southern.
I'm originally from Southeast Missouri.
Look at that southern bell twang. I told you.
Wait, Southeast Missouri, where?
Cape Girardeau.
Cape Girardeau. I grew up in Carbondale, and I don't sound like that.
Oh, well, she lived there a lot longer.
We grew up an hour from each other.
Oh, really?
Hold on.
That close?
Yeah. Hold on, Amber. We appreciate you calling in. Hold on. Well, we're going to talk to you off the air.
Oh, she's saying. We're going to switch addresses.
Her and I grew up an hour from each other, and I don't sound like that. How are our
accents?
You
got a little bit of a southern twang, but I'm guessing she ain't been here as long.
Man,
y'all going to figure
it
out.
I guess not. Last but not least, Amanda is in Racine. I'm sorry. Got so many people on the phone right now who want to chime in. Amanda!
Yeah,
She said, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, she's got
howdy. She did not just howdy.
She's got brothers. Amanda, what do you think?
I mean, I think that the family needs to mind their own business. Mm. I mean, I'm going through this with my husband's family. It's like, you guys don't know everything. So stop acting like you do.
True.
So just butt out.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Fair enough. I'm good with that. I love
outside.
It.
I'll take that money, too.
People are challenging me, saying I'm full of it right now. There's no way I wouldn't want someone who could pay for everything. No, really. You haven't met me. It would be a turnoff.
You very independent, and that is a staple.
It would be ick if someone paid for everything. Well,
I agree. I would want to still pay a little bit. I mean, I think she could do a little bit.
But look,
I do try to help
it's
out.
It's like how you feel this, you know, self-esteem comes from you completing things and you doing things and you working hard and making money, and you're allowed to spend that.
Of course. I mean, but you're strong and independent, man. Like you build different. Some people like to be catered to like that and tell me, look me in my eyeball. Look me in my eyeball and tell me. Somebody comes in and always offers, even though you don't let them, always offers, is always willing. Ain't that nice?
It would be nice.
Sugar daddy.
I mean, it would be nice for my girlfriend to do that. Anybody,
true.
Anyone I know on the planet could take me out to eat and offer to pay.
I'm thinking about a relationship since that. You know, that's what James is going down with right now. You know, but anybody offering to pay would be clutch.
I am a strong and independent woman. I used to bungee cord my car back in the day. I didn't have no man helping me fix my car. So I did it.
Hey, where are we going with this?
Bungee cord.
Does he pay for everything now? Is this like...
He pays for the fixes now. Yeah, that's right.
I pay for the house combust.
Thanks for calling, Amanda.
Have a good day.
Bye.
We're taking care of all the body parts, one at a time. This past weekend, I was at the Ovarian Cancer Alliance Walk for Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance. And Sunday, we're going to be at the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk for Breast Cancer.
That's right.
So we took care of the ovaries this weekend. We're taking care of the boobs. Because there's nothing
funny.
Sounds
so funny.
There's nothing funny about breast cancer,
no,
right?
No,
obviously
not.
So it's like we have to just be like, come, let's walk. Let's save the boobs.
Yeah.
Let's go. The only way to do it is to try to find, you know, some kind of, you got to smile a little.
Well,
this is where everybody comes out on Sunday, and the big support system. You see everybody coming together, and it's really cool. So we have our own team at Kiss FM for Sunday morning.
Got my pink shirt ready to go.
Good. 1037kissfm.com is where they can go, and they can either join our team. It's totally free to join our team.
Yep.
Or you can donate. Either one. We accept the Odyssey All-Stars as our team because everybody in the building is going to be with us. Every radio station.
All the All-Stars are going to be present.
We'll all be there, and we can't wait to see you on Sunday down by the lakefront. So go sign up for our team.
Yeah, you still can. You still can.
You absolutely can. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I was at the Ovarian Cancer Walk. That is not cervical cancer. They are not the same. I work hard.
Different body part.
I try to bring more awareness as much as I can because this is what they struggle with. I've talked to them about this. And people think cervical cancer and ovarian are the same, and they're not.
Yeah, I guess I've never thought about the difference.
Well,
but it makes sense once you say it. You know what I mean?
Women think, oh, I got a pap smear. They'll know if I have ovarian. No, they won't. That's not how it's detected. That's how they detect cervical cancer. Ovarian is different.
Yeah.
So I just have to bring awareness as I can. Coming up next, though, Am I the Jerk involves a pet.
Oh, snap.
You know how people get with their pets.
I'm triggered already.
Pets and kids. Do you want to see people triggered? Bring up either of those two things. I'm telling you right now, man. Oh my gosh. Am I the Jerk? Coming up next, then Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she asked if we could change her name to Bella. She wants to remain anonymous.
All right, Bella.
She said, hi there. If you don't mind, make it anonymous. You got it, girlfriend. She said, Allie and DZ, I need to know if I'm the jerk. We take our dog out places with us a lot. Ever since she was a puppy, we've tried to make sure that she's socialized with people, especially kids and other dogs. Now, that being said, we've come across a lot of people who don't bother to ask if they can pet our dog.
Hmm.
Some people will just grab at her. We always thank those who do ask because it's truly appreciated, and I try not to be rude, but to myself and my husband, we feel that it is rude. I would never walk up to someone's property and grab or touch it with asking.
What? It just sounds funny.
It does?
It does.
She said, am I the jerk for wanting people to ask if they can pet our dog? I try to look at it from others' perspectives, but I would never go up and touch someone's property without asking, even if I thought it was pretty or cute. Yeah. Laughy face, she said. Thanks, Bella. So it's pretty simple, yeah, but it's something most pet owners can relate to. Are you the jerk for expecting people to ask before petting your dog?
I feel like...
I feel like you are, because I have to go that way because I go up and pet dogs all the time, and she's making me realize, wait, I can't do that.
And on the front end...
It's a dog. They like to be petted, don't they?
Maybe your dog's just that approachable. They did a really good job at making their dog socialize with kids, adults, other dogs. That dog is just probably hella approachable. Mm-hmm. It's a pettable dog, and some people don't care. They're just going to walk right up. They ignore humans and pet dogs.
Mm-hmm. They love dogs.
Right.
But maybe you should be asking in case the dog's insane.
No, it's a courtesy to always ask. And yeah. I'm actually pretty mistrusting of animals as it is, even as a pet owner.
It's like, you got three pets.
So that's fine. But I know how really unpredictable animals could be. And the fact that at the end of the day, they're an animal.
Because I have two people, Owen and Hudson, and I don't trust people. So what's the difference? have pets and you don't trust pets.
I always ask, are they friendly? Or, oh, can we pet? Even if they do seem friendly and like eager. Because like, I don't actually care, but I want the dog to be comfortable. I'm going to stick my hand out so the dog can sniff me out. Make sure they're comfortable with me petting them. Like, the dog has boundaries too. Yeah. People forget about that. So
we were just at a dog festival a couple weeks ago, and all I did was pet dogs when I saw them. I don't think I ever said, can I pet your dog? Because I thought, well, can it's out and dog? About and it's having a great day. Why wouldn't it want to be petted? But maybe I should.
Yeah. Yeah. That. You all should. Right. You should be asking. Straight up, I think you should be asking.
414-533-1037. I guess I would ask before I touch someone's child. What's the difference? I don't just grab your baby without going, can I hold your baby? I would ask. You
definitely did with Sammy. You said, here, give me that kid.
Well, I know you. It's different.
100% different.
I would leave with your child and never return. And you'd be like, Allie's got him. He's fine.
You good.
You know.
You got a car seat, right? You good.
But a stranger? Yeah. I don't know about that. 414-533-1037. Bella thinks that people should always ask before petting their dog. She wants to know, is she the jerk for expecting people to ask before they pet their dog?
I don't think she's the jerk for that.
All right. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Bella wrote into the show and wants to know if she's a jerk for expecting people to ask before petting her dog. She said, am I the jerk for expecting people to ask before they touch someone else's property? Lisa is in West Allis this morning. We're going to go straight to her. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, got the energy this morning.
What do you think? Is Bella a jerk for expecting people to ask her before petting her dog?
Well, you know, there's a such thing as personal space, whether it's an animal or a human. Would you walk up to somebody and start petting them without asking?
People do. People have. And then you got to teach them, no, you can't touch my
hair. Honestly.
See? I think she's not the jerk because, you know, not all dogs, some dogs can be a little bit, you know, temperamental. You should always ask to pet a dog because you never know if you're going to get bit by that dog,
true,
you know? Mm-hmm. Not to say all dogs are bad or whatever, but you never know that dog's temperament. Maybe that dog may have had some trauma or something you don't know about and you go to reach for it and it pets you, even though that's not her dog. It doesn't matter. My daughter is 12 years old, and when she goes up to a dog, the first thing she does is to go, can I pet the dog?
Yeah.
She never reaches for the dog. I taught her not to do that because you never know what kind of dog you're walking up to.
Yeah. You're so not the jerk. Wrong, because there was a dog one time, an owner and their dog outside of Mayfair. She was just standing there, like must have been waiting on someone, mm-hmm, and I walked right up, and the dog like almost bit me.
Oh.
I got in the car, I cried for like an hour.
What? Oh.
My ex at the time was like, calm down. I'm like, I'm so upset about this dog.
The dog didn't like me.
It scared me. It just scared me.
Oh, it scared you. I thought you were sad because you ain't pet the dog.
No, hell no. No, I was fine. It just freaked me out.
Got you.
The whole experience was like, oh my gosh, because I had never had a dog snap at me like that and almost bite me.
Some do.
But clearly I didn't learn from it because I still pet everybody's dog without asking.
Y'all know the audio? Can I pet that dog? Can I pet that dog?
No.
Oh, that's
how my daughter sounds. Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet that dog? That's what you just got to do.
He kneels down, gets right in its face and everything.
Oh, that's
it. Loves it. And if they say yes.
All right. Lisa says not the jerk. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Jesse in West Allis this morning. All of our callers have theme songs today. They've called 5 days in a row and earned it. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Hello, hello.
What do you think? Hello. Is Bella a jerk?
I kind of think she's a jerk as a dog mom. I mean, I have three dogs, and they're bigger dogs. Not little cute ones, but I don't want people touching them and stuff, so they don't go out in public. And if you don't want people to touch your dog, maybe you shouldn't bring it, you know, out with you places.
Oh, now we can't take our dog anywhere? Well,
If you don't want people to pet it, she's saying don't bring them to the dog park. Don't bring them to the dog cafe.
Or to the store. Right. Yeah, if you're going out, you know.
You're asking for it.
Like, by us, the place OAP is like a dog place. You can take your dogs there, but you're taking the risk of there's animals out.
Okay. You know? Even though I pet people's dogs without asking, which would mean I would be with Jesse technically on this, I didn't say that I'm doing the right thing. I'm saying, Jesse, she's like, now the dogs are being punished because other people aren't respecting the space?
No. You know what I mean?
Don't take the dog out because other people are petting it?
What I'm hearing from Jesse is like, don't take it to those heavily petting promoting areas. Take the dog for walks. Take him out. Take him to the park or whatever, but don't go to the doggy bar. Don't go to the dog park. When
fair.
Everybody's busy.
Why does the dog have to suffer? When your dog wants a pup teeny.
Well-behaved dog, then that's fine. Like, our dogs are well-behaved, but they're big, and people like to pet dogs when big dogs jump. So I just eliminate the issue and don't take
Don't
them
bring
out.
Them. Yep.
I'm saying I'm a hypocrite on this one. That's why I'm not... I'm saying I pet everyone's dog, yet at the same time, I'm like, don't blame the people, or don't blame the
dog.
Don't punish the dog.
As you ask, you gotta ask.
Yeah.
Can I pet that dog?
That's right.
This is my baby dog. All right.
Can I pet that dog? Jesse splits it.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
All right. Last but not least, we'll go to Lindsay in Franksville, because now we're split down the middle. Lisa said not the jerk. Jesse said jerk. Lindsay.
This is too much pressure.
Oh, you don't want to be the tiebreaker,
too
huh?
Lindsay's hands are sweating. Hands are sweating, all clammy.
You're the bad guy, not us. What do you think?
I see how this is. I'm going to go with she's not a jerk.
Okay, you don't think she's a jerk. Go on.
No, I work with a dog 24/7, and, you know, people aren't supposed to pet him. But even, like, our dogs, when we take them out to places, it's just, our dogs are friendly. It's just a nice little don't surprise the dog, because you never know if they're going to be startled or things like that. And just to get in the habit of, you know, can I pet that dog? Like, my fiance and I at a campground, all we want to do is pet the dogs, but we behaved and did not. So, just a little, hey, do you mind if I do that just because you don't always know? And sometimes it's good to have that socialization.
So you say not the jerk. So not the jerk.
Well, and this is going to sound really stupid, y'all, but think of the fact that dogs don't have hands. We all know this, right? Mm-hmm. We know dogs don't have hands, but a reactionary measure for a dog is their mouth. They use their mouth as their hands. Yeah. So if you get nipped because you up and startled the dog, bruh, one, now you got that dog in danger because you don't know how people are going to react or what's going to happen.
Yep.
But that's why I just go always, hey, can I pet that dog? Mm-hmm. Let the dog smell your hand and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to ask everyone now, can I pet your dog? Can I pet your dog?
You got to say it with a twang, though. Can I pet that
can
dog?
I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog?
This is officially the day that Allie changed a behavior where she now asks, can I pet your dog?
Mark it on the calendar, September 18th. Y'all heard it here.
And this weekend, I'll be randomly petting dogs without asking. All right, thanks for calling, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Have a good one, guys.
Later.
Oh, man. All right, we have to give away Olivia Rodrigo tickets because she is coming to Pfizer Forum, and she will be here on March 16th. Hot tickets. We've got them every day this week at this time. So, caller number, let's do 33 again. We'll do it for you, DZ.
Bet.
414-533-1037. This was her first song ever. Olivia Rodrigo, it's Driver's License. Don't drive past his house. How many times do I have to say that out loud? 1037 KISS FM. He might see you.
Not for any other reason, but he might see you.
He might see you.
I did not think he was going to say that.
Use the homie's car.
Take an Uber. Uber bye. Could you imagine taking an Uber?
I could actually, because I'm crazy like that. Just kidding. Okay, let's go to the phones. Emily is calling in Wauwatosa this morning. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
She's so freaked out because I didn't. All I said was, "Hold on."
Okay,
that was it.
I mean, that's all she was doing.
I was just saying hi.
Right, like we just talking. Emily, good morning.
How are
Kiss
you?
Kiss FM. What you up to?
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, where do you work?
I'm a special ed teacher at Wauwatosa Montessori.
Okay. Ooh,
love a Montessori school.
Okay. Well, yeah. Are you a fan of Olivia Rodrigo?
Like, it's embarrassing. Yeah.
So you're that much of a fan, you're embarrassed. That's how far it has gone at this point.
Yes.
Well, good news, Emily. You're going to see us.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. I never win anything. This is so cool.
Well, then this is the one thing you needed to win if you're this big of a fan. Because, right. Emily, you're going to see Olivia Rodrigo.
Woo!
When she comes to Pfizer Forum on March 16th. You and a friend, congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
What's your favorite song?
Well, I really like Vampire.
Well, then say less. We'll play that tomorrow.
I'm
noting it right now. Vampire.
You got it, Emily.
When you don't have to try to win because you've already won tomorrow, we will play Vampire for you. How's that?
Appreciate it.
Willed it into existence. Talk about, I'm so much of a fan, I'm embarrassed.
I don't think it's embarrassing. I love Olivia Rodrigo's music. I should be embarrassed. I can relate to a 18-year-old's love problems, but here I am, you know?
Talk about don't drive by.
I mean, she said it, not me.
I just support.
All right, Emily, hold on. We got to get your info, okay?
Okay? Okay, thank you.
For sure. I love it when somebody that's that big of a fan wins the tickets. I'm excited for her. Another chance tomorrow.
Favorite part is when somebody goes, I never win nothing.
I know.
It's like, boom, liar. You just won today.
Surprise. Here you are. You can't say that anymore. All right, be here tomorrow, same time, for these Olivia Rodrigo tickets. I love it. 103.7 Kiss FM. And we have to play Vampire because I promised her.
Oh, I will.
So tomorrow it's on. Your chance to win again. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So why are Halle Berry and Drake fighting? Well, it's not really that they're fighting. It's her. She's mad at him and he doesn't care. He had asked her if he could use the picture of her getting slimed as his cover art for his song that's coming out with SZA called Slime You Out. Mm. To which Halle Berry said, no, you cannot use the image. And what did Drake do? He used it anyway. So now she got upset about the whole thing and said, are you kidding me? So when people asked, well, hold on a second. Hold on. You know, he asked, why are you so mad? And Halle Berry came out and said, because they said, well, it's owned by Getty Images. She doesn't even own the picture.
She's got no say in this. Even though it's a picture of her.
Well, I mean, it's a picture of her. So she doesn't own the picture.
Right.
And she said what made her angry. She said, because he asked me and I said, no, that's why I'm mad. And he went and did it anyway. So she said, why ask if you intend to do what you want to do?
True. No, that's true.
That was the bleep you to me. Not cool. You get it? And then she put a heart emoji. So she's saying, why bother asking if you're... He probably thought she'd say yes.
Yeah.
And she said no.
And so he did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking out of courtesy, assuming a yes, and nope. Uh-uh.
And she doesn't own the image, and Getty Images owns it, so he used that. And then he put up a picture of a shirt that said, what the hell's going on his story, and people were saying that was kind of his response, was he was confused why she was so angry.
You think he leaves it or changes it?
I think he leaves it.
You think he leaves
it? Yeah, I think he's getting a kick out of her being mad. Unfortunately, I don't think he cares.
Ooh.
Which is kind of sad.
I disagree. I think the opposite. I think he cares a lot. It's Halle Berry.
It's been going on all weekend. He hasn't said a word.
He's
out.
Ooh, then. Oh, if that's the case, litigation.
He's using the picture of her getting slimed at the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards.
Yeah, from like 2012, 13, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, he's going to use it, and she's going to be mad about it. So, Halle Berry and Drake, not getting along anytime soon, everybody. 103.7 Kiss FM. If you missed the Olivia Rodrigo tickets this morning, we're doing them at 7:45 this week.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be here a little bit earlier to win those.
Whole week, mm-hmm. all week, every day.
And we're excited because this weekend is officially the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk, where we are going to raise raise money and walk for breast cancer, and it's all going to come back to Wisconsin. So it's good stuff.
I'm going to run. Y'all are planning to walk?
Oh, you are?
Sprinting.
Well, that makes one of us. I'll be walking slow, and I'll be talking the whole time.
You know that's cap.
That's what I do.
Not over, be running after
I
Sammy.
Know. You're going to be talking as much as I do. Let's be real. You like to talk like me to people.
Yeah, we ain't running.
We'll be there 12 hours past the race time.
We helping break down.
Allie, DZ, it's over.
You guys can leave.
I'm still talking to somebody. What do you want? So go sign up for our team at 1037kissfm.com. Coming up next, I discovered I've been spelling a word wrong my whole life, and I thought it was a completely different word. But it took me posting on social media to realize I was wrong my entire life.
Huh.
How did I get through my entire... There's even a song that has this word in it. A very famous song that has this word, and I still have been saying it wrong and spelling it wrong my whole life.
Bet.
We're
going
to discuss next.
Okay.
You can add yours to the list.
Oh, I got a few.
Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. My sister just texted me and said her and her family booked a trip to Colombia for Christmas break, and I thought of you.
Where they going?
She said Cartagena?
Cartagena.
Cartagena. I knew that's what how you say it. Yeah, I'm just making sure you knew.
You were testing me out. I know. Exactly. I know. Making sure I'm top notch on my Spanish too.
I gotta say, do you know DZ's Colombian? She's like, what?
Yeah, that's she going to the coast, man. She's gonna be on the beach.
Yeah, that's awesome. Anyway, I had to share that with you because a lot of people don't realize you're Colombian,
yeah,
DZ.
That's true. So true. People call me Dominican all the time.
They do.
I'm Black Latino, so they're like, gotta be Dominican or
that's
Puerto
what they
Rican.
Assume
yeah. When they see Black speak Spanish, gotta be Dominican.
Hmm.
Now Colombian.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh. Well, no, he's Colombian.
Thank you.
Don't get it twisted, everybody. Anyway, I wanted to bring up how I realized I have been not only saying but spelling a word wrong my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
All 21 years of my life, I have been doing this wrong. I was writing something on Facebook when I got angry about the canned food ordeal, which is not important. And I said, it's my prerogative to do whatever I want with my canned food. Now, we're not talking about canned food. It was an argument on Facebook about throwing out canned food. But I got mad and I said, it's my prerogative. And as I wrote this out, I realized, wait, prerogative? That doesn't, why is it getting the red line under it?
Why is it saying I spelled it wrong?
Yeah, like I know the word prerogative. It's my prerogative. I mean, Bobby Brown did a song about it. We sang it for years.
How'd you spell it?
I spelled it the way I thought prerogative.
P-E-R-O-G-A-T-I-V-E, right?
Prerogative. And
right.
Then after I finally realized it's prerogative.
Yeah.
I've never spelled prerogative right my entire life, nor did I know it was prerogative. I thought it was prerogative. And I've been saying prerogative and spelling it prerogative my whole life.
Really?
And I almost am mad now because how could Bobby Brown
he
be smarter
you wrong.
Than me. I mean, come on.
It's because he spelled it right but pronounced it wrong.
It's my prerogative. And then Britney redid it and she did it wrong.
Did it wrong?
It's my prerogative.
Prerogative.
Say it right.
Prerogative.
I was so upset when I realized that word
dog
is nothing like I thought it was my whole life. I mean, there are words I've misspelled. This is next level misspelled.
Sure. Well, man, I'm foreign. We just got done saying I'm Colombian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, I don't misspell it, but people always spell Columbia with a U instead of two O's.
Oh, no.
They spell it like
that.
Columbia, Missouri, or, you know, Columbia, North Carolina, whatever it is. It's Columbia, C-O-L-O-M-B-I-A.
Oh.
A lot of people will misspell C-O-L-U like the city, right? Because phonetically.
Yes, that makes sense why I could see that happening.
It's common, though. It doesn't, like, irk me.
Yeah.
But one, personal, the word possum. You know it's got an O in front of it.
Possum? What do you mean?
Opossum. It's an opossum.
Wait, a possum? Is it, the possum's not a thing?
It's pronounced opossum is there, the actual traditional spelling and pronunciation of the animal possum.
So I should be saying opossum.
Opossum.
And not, I've never said opossum in my life.
I didn't even
nor
know.
Nor would I ever.
I was almost today years old when I realized.
Opossum.
Yep.
Why do we say possum?
I think it's an American thing. I ain't gonna lie.
We shortened it up or something.
By one letter.
Why?
It literally is just one letter added to the front. It's opossum, not possum.
Yeah. This is so weird. They're just different types of possums, but it's all the same.
It's all an opossum. Yep.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. What have you been saying or doing wrong your whole life? I thought prerogative was prerogative, but it's prerogative, I've learned. DZ thought a possum was a possum. Now we're finding out it's actually spelled with an O in front of it. You're not wrong. I see it right here on Google.
And the way everybody says it, they're like, oh, it's a possum. It's a possum. I always was hearing a possum.
That's how I heard it. I heard
it's a possum. No, yeah, they're saying the O. Or maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know.
You're not alone. No, I always hear a possum. I don't hear o possum.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Okay, we're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. What have you been doing or saying wrong your whole life? What word did you not understand? We're all going to be embarrassed together. Nobody's going to be ashamed.
Hold hands through this, y'all.
Just admit it like we did. Kiss FM. Hold on. My Spanish is minimal, okay? I answered the phone. He started talking in Spanish.
Un momento, por favor.
Hablo español, pero muy poquito.
That was really good.
So thank you.
See, and this is why people assume you speak more Spanish than you do, because you'd be on point with it, bro.
Well, sometimes I'm nosy and I listen. Like, I don't know what people are saying. But 103.7 Kiss FM. Let's go to Ricky quick, because he started speaking in Spanish. And he said, que paso, DZ? I said, hold on, Ricky. DZ can't even hear you yet. Hold on. So anyway, hola. Welcome.
Buenos días, Ricky.
What's up, Ricky? What have you been saying or doing wrong?
So since I was a kid that I know, I've been saying opossum for a long time.
Okay.
Oh, like DZ. Like, or you've been saying it with the O, you're saying, Ricky?
No, actually, I've been saying it with the A.
With an A. See, he's like us.
Oh, he thought there was actually an A.
It's a possum, like a possum. We're together.
That's been going on for a long time. I mean, like, for me to say opossum now, it's like kind of blew my mind. I'm like, let me call.
Right. He said, no, y'all not going to change my life like this. I'm too grown for that.
Ricky,
I'm too grown for that.
40, I'm 47 years old, man. Come on now. I'm like, they're going to change it out of nowhere?
He said, no, Cap. Prove it. Prove.
He said, oh, Allie and DZ thought they'd change the English language. No, you didn't.
I know, right? I'm like, what? No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. He said, mentira. Well, lies. Mentira.
The good news is, Ricky, no is the same in our language. No and no.
No and no.
No means no. We know we're not having it. Thanks for calling, Ricky.
Most definitely. Thank you for everybody, you guys.
Adios.
Thank you, man. Wepa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ciao. Adios. There you go.
Hannah's calling from Waukesha this morning. We'll go to her next. Good morning, Hannah. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, you know, I was fine when I thought I was spelling prerogative right, but it turns out the word is prerogative, and I've been doing it wrong my whole life. So here we are.
Yeah. Still don't know if I believe it.
Yeah. What have you been saying wrong or spelling wrong?
So actually, it's not me that's been spelling this wrong, but I noticed like a lot of people are saying this wrong. And it started with my boyfriend, and then my coworkers were saying anticlimactic instead of anticlimactic.
That's right. It's also hard to spell because of that. It's climactic. There's another C in the end of it, which is so, there's like two C's, anticlimactic. Oh, it's so annoying.
I think I say it wrong.
Everybody says it wrong, though. Everybody says it wrong.
Yeah, I say it wrong.
There's an extra syllable in there. That's where you're going, right, Hannah?
Yeah. Anticlimactic has to do with climate. So I was like, I had to prove it to my coworkers. I'm like, it's not climatic. It's anticlimactic. And they were like, no, it's not. Yeah. I'm like, look at this on Google. It says it.
You know what? I never thought about the fact that when you don't put the extra syllable, now you're talking about
weather.
That never occurred to me. Because it's at first I just went, we're saying it wrong. Who cares? But wait, no, we are literally saying something totally
different. A whole
different
word. See, now Hannah got me feeling like we had Ricky feeling. I'm like, nah, Hannah, you ain't going to change my life like that.
Right. We're like, too bad.
That's one thing we're not going to do, okay? No. Possum is one thing. Anticlimactic over climatic. Okay, sure.
She's right, though. She's right. Wow. Okay, Hannah.
Bet.
Wow.
Add it to the list.
I'm just processing. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
I guess it's not good to process on the air when we're supposed to be talking, but I really am thinking about this.
I'm trying to spell it in my brain. I think we're doing the same thing.
I know anticlimactic is always said wrong. It didn't occur to me we're saying a really wrong word, though. She's right.
Nope. Had no idea.
Right. Let's go to Katie in Milwaukee this morning on 4, I think. Good morning, Katie. How's it going?
Good. Hi.
Well,
good.
Well, we are not.
We've been better, honestly, as I'm figuring it out. I can't spell nothing, apparently.
What's something?
Well, I heard that I had to call it.
Okay, go on. What do you got for us?
So the phrase, bull in a china shop, meaning you're out of place, or just being too intense in a place.
Yep.
But I have to say, a bowl in a china shop, thinking you were out of place instead of a bowl in a china shop.
Oh, so you were saying a bowl here? like a cereal bowl.
Oh, a B-O-W-L.
Yeah.
Oh, you never knew it was a bowl.
Not the bowl. Yeah.
Wait a second. My first thought was to say, come on, Katie. But then the more I thought about of course you're thinking a bowl is fragile.
Right.
In a china shop.
And you're out of match fine china. You're just a bowl.
Yeah. That was
I get it. I get exactly what she's saying.
It makes sense why your mind would think that's what everybody meant.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Just meaning you out of place, not that you going to be reckless and mess something up.
You know, we're not going to make fun of you. Makes sense in our minds how you got there.
But it's a whole different word and a whole different meaning.
That is funny.
And somebody's listening who thinks the same thing as you. Trust me, Katie. Mm-hmm. Somebody right now.
Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for calling, Katie.
Thank you. Bye.
Somebody texted in, it's Tupperware, not Tubaware. I've never called it Tubaware. It's always been Tupperware to me.
Yeah, that one's always been Tupperware for me too.
Somebody said, I say archive instead of archive.
Okay, now you going left field.
Definitely wrong. Nicole's in Whitewater this morning though, and somebody else said, I blame Bobby Brown for my prerogative, even though it's my prerogative.
Ditto.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Nicole.
Good morning.
What are you saying wrong?
So I say surprise wrong. It's actually surprise. And every time I spell it, I have to say in my head, surprise, to remember R.
It's allowed, though, because I don't go February.
True.
I go February.
We don't say Wednesday.
I make it silent.
Hmm. Wait, that's a whole nother layer, because does it count then?
Surprise is, she's right. I never say surprise.
I always say surprise, like S-U-P-R-I-S-E, not S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E.
And now my sister, who's an elementary school principal, is texting me. It's not a syllable. It's grapheme. Stop texting me like we are smart enough to understand why we've been doing this wrong our whole lives, okay?
We definitely not. It's no surprise. You like how I said that, right?
I did like it. I like it. How about this? Surprise! There's no R. Thanks for calling, Nicole.
All right, bye.
Okay, well, I see all the texts coming in and I'm loving this. Somebody said, I'm Chilean, and people always misspell the country as chili, like that you
eat. The food.
Chili has it. The food you eat has an I at the end. When you say the country, it's an E, right?
Isn't chili the food like C-H-I-L-L-I? Mm. Two L's, right?
No, I don't think so.
It's only one L?
Am I wrong about that?
Am I spelling another thing wrong?
No, chili's one L.
One L?
You had me questioning everything there for a second.
Dang!
But I get what they're saying when you're talking about the country. Chili is spelled with an E at the end, not an I.
Not an I. C-H-I-L-E. Chile.
I see. Well, keep them coming. 414-533-1037. We're loving all the words you say wrong.
We'll receive all your texts. Another word better. I can't spell. Receive. I always switch the I and the E, bruh.
And my sister would always lecture me, I before E, except after C.
Huh?
You ever heard that saying?
Yeah, I didn't know it was for the word receive.
Well, it's all the words. I before E, except after C. Like, think of niece, receive. All the I after, it's the I and E that you get confused, which is, I have that same issue. So she taught me many years ago, I before E, except after C. There's a whole chant, and I can't remember. But don't ask me to be, I'm not teaching.
We clearly aren't spell masters over here.
Let us live. Kiss FM.